The updated forecast for this year's algae bloom in Western Lake Erie is grim. NOAA scientist Rick Stumpf says the bloom will undoubtedly be worse than last year.
We are looking at more severe than 2014, not as bad as 2011, but potentially this could be the second worst bloom that we have seen on Lake Erie.
In 2011, Lake Erie's worst ever toxic bloom drifted far east of Cleveland. Last year, the city of Toledo had to shut down its water supply for nearly 3 days. Stump says it was this year's record June rainfall that tipped the scales, washing phosphorus that feeds the algae from farmland into the lake. But Stump believes most water treatment plants should be able to overcome the blooms.
They're ready. Like Toledo is well-stocked with all the chemicals that are required. The practical problem will be the cost.
Water plant managers say new two-stage limits on algae toxins from the U.S. EPA will help them make sure that Lake Erie drinking water is safe. And biweekly NOAA bulletins on algae blooms will help boaters, fishermen, and vacationers know which areas to avoid. For Ohio Public Radio, I'm Karen Schaefer.